places in Kedushin and Daf Yud brings opinion of Reb Nissen Gaon that Kedushay Bia, that with Moses says that Kedushay Bia Chalat at the end, Sof Bia, because Daito Gmag Bia, but by Nesuin, he holds that it's going to B'Tchilas Bia B'Havor. And Reb Chaim explained that the din that Daito Al Gmag Bia is chal and is ma'akiv the chalois kedushin to be chal till the gmar bia, because the mekadesh, the ish, is a bailim on the chalois kedushin, but nesuin don't require das. All they need is kavona. It can't be shalom idaitim, can't be bal kocham, but doesn't require das. Nesuin is the gmar of the kedushin. It just has to be a ma'ase ishus. And just with the kavana for ma'aseh nesuin, so the chalois kedushin, the chalois nesuin is chal mamela min hashemayim, because it's not a new ishus. It's simply the gemara, the ishus that was initiated by the kedushin, and therefore the chalois nesuin doesn't depend on the das habaylim, namely the ish and the isha. Only their kavana to do the ma'aseh nesuin, and the chalois nesuin is memela, and therefore the tchilas bein havor is koine bin nesuin, because both the ish and the isha had kavana to do a ma'aseh nesuin in this ma'aseh bein, and therefore Reb Chaim did not require Edekiyim by Nesuim, because he said it's not a din of das, it's just a din of kavona. Just like the Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, in the Reb Chaim in the Sefer, that by Chalitza you don't need that, you don't need Edekiyim, because you don't need das, and therefore the Edekiyim are just to confirm, so to speak, the das of the Baal, or that the das is accentuated because it's done before Edim, and therefore by chlitza you don't need it. Similarly, Reb Chaim thought by nesuin you don't. So he was not makbet to have edei yichud.